The goal of the trial will be to implant wombs in 10 women who want children but can't carry them, either because they don't have a uterus or their uterus doesn't work. The trial will be the second of its kind in the U.S. to explore this treatment option. Dr. Giuliano Testa at Baylor will lead the research.
As you may imagine, we're very excited about this new adventure for uterus transplant. I think that at the end it will benefit many women who today have no access to carry their own pregnancies.
Baylor runs one of the oldest and largest organ transplant programs in the country. Doctors will begin screening candidates next week. Nurse Kristen Posey-Wallace says they'll be looking for women between 20 and 35 years old.
We want them to be physically fit and healthy with no major health concerns. They need to have working ovaries, which will help us have healthy embryos. And no major medical surgery history that would keep them from carrying a baby to term.
Once the women give birth to one or two children, doctors would remove the uterus so patients can stop taking anti-rejection drugs, drugs that often come with unwanted side effects. A similar trial in Sweden resulted in 7 womb transplants and 5 live births. Baylor researchers say the first baby to be carried in a transplanted womb could be born in 2017. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.